Community Health Organisations, the significant funding for 3 years, allows those organisations to be at the centre of the primary health care of the young and old people in all of these communities.
The member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, has announced the timeline for planning for the Inverell Hospital, with up to 18 months of work to be undertaken before construction will start. Mr Marshall says Hunter New England Health has already started work on the clinical services plan, a process to map out the types of services needed in Inverell for the next 20 to 30 years. Inverell Shire Council, local clinicians and residents will be involved in the planning process. Mr Marshall says the project will be shovel-ready in 18 months.
The time frame is between 12 and 18 months, but the 18-month time frame is definitely the maximum time it will take, and that will take us from where we are today to actually having a shovel-ready project ready to call tenders for, and that in itself is very exciting.
Mr Marshall says work will also start soon to develop a clinical services plan for the future health needs at Moree District Hospital. He says the renal dialysis and chemotherapy units are operating at capacity and need continues to grow. He's pushing for an upgrade of those services and the operating theatres. The clinical services plan will cover all services expected to be needed at the hospital for the next several decades. The Archaeology Department at the University of New England is on the hunt for old bones on rural properties. Professor of Australian Archaeology Martin Gibbs says a new staff member specialises in zoo archaeology or the